questions by Yakel. I want to speak about mitzvah of Binyan Beit HaMikdash, and specifically the chiyuv of Noshim in Binyan Beit HaMikdash, and the source of the parsha, which we're going to focus on, is in Perek Lamed Hey, which is the beginning of the parsha. Pasuk Lamed Beis mentioned Pasuk Lamed Hey mentions. Perek Lamed Hey, Pasuk Chof Hey.
Okay.
From Pasuk Chof Beis, it mentions that the Noshim came to give different things of theirs to the Mishkan. And Pasuk Chof Hey, it specifically says, Kol Isha Chachma Slev Biadeha Tovu. That every woman who was Chachma Slev spun things in her hands. Pasuk Chof Vav, it specifies goat hair. And they used this for the Mishkan. Now, hold that thought, this pasuk, and let's see, you'll see in a second what the Keshet Mishnah does with this pasuk. So, Rambam, famous Rambam, Hilchos Beis HaBechira, Perek Aleph Halacha Yubeis. Perek Aleph Halacha Yubeis, Beis HaBechira, Rambam says, Ein bonin es hamikdash b'layla. You're not allowed to build the Beis HaMikdash at nighttime. Gemara in Shavuos, Shenemar, Uveyom Hekim es HaMishkan. The drush is Uveyom. When you put up the Mishkan, it's Beyom. Beyom Hekim en lo belayla. Even though the din is for Mikdash, and he's referencing Hekim es HaMishkan. We'll see about that in a second. Okay, then he says,
where did you get the drush from?
Gemara in Shavuos. The Oskin Bebinyan, Me'elos HaShachar, Day here is defined as Me'elos HaShachar, Atzei. The hakol chayoven livnos side the atma uva mamonon. Everyone has a chiyuv to build, to support with themselves and their money, meaning physically and financially. Anoshim v'noshim, men and women, kimikdash hamidbar. Just like the mikdash in the midbar, i.e. the mishkan, noshim were involved at the very least. Here also they are chayiv. Okay. And he goes on and says, "Ein mevatel tinokel shabeis rabban lebinyan. You don't mevatel kids from their learning to be bona. Ein binyan mikdash docha yontif. It's not docha Shabbos or yontif." So the Rambam here says, "Noshim are chayav in the mitzvah, chayav to build the beis hamikdash to mikdash hamidbar." And the Kesef Mishnah says the source of the Rambam is from this pasuk. The chol isha chachmas leiv biyadeha tovu. Every woman who was every chachmas leiv spun things. So you see from that, but the Kesef Mishnah, that there are chayos in the mikdash. Agav, before discussing the Kesef Mishnah further, is a famous line which is said, the Gemara in Yuma, Samech Vav. Gemara says that woman asked Rabbi Eliezer, the Tana Rabbi Eliezer, question back in Parshas Kisisa, why were the different misas by the Egel? Why was everyone's misa not Shove? Everyone was over the Egel. And Rabbi Eliezer said back, very charif, Ein Chachmas Isha Ela Bepelech. The Chachma of a woman is only Ein Chachmas Isha Ela Bepelech. The Chachma of a woman is with her needle for sewing.
Did he spell that word?
Pei Lamed Chav Sofi.
So the mekar is
and it says v'chein hu omer, and the Gemara says v'chein hu omer, like the pasuk says here, biyadeh ha'tavu. Okay. Sure. Part when you make part of the process of making items. Okay. I saw a shot that Eliezer was saying back, women should not be involved in Talmud Torah. Okay, whatever not be involved in Shabbat, Shabbat, Rishus, Asr, Chiyuv, whatever it is, but he was saying, woman wants to get involved in something, what is she chayav in? Not that she should go to the house and sew, but Alpiya Rambam has, you can say that Torah, you're not mechuyav. Binyan Beis HaMikdash, that's something you're mechuyav. Ein chachma el bepelech, lashon chachma, like lashon apostle.
We're not able to build it nowadays, but you could learn Torah.
He's not saying practically. He's not telling her go off and build a base in Mikdash. He's just saying he's giving. You can say that, you can say a pshetel that he's giving a dimyon of Torah. You're not mitzvah. You want to know what you are mitzvah? Here's an example. You want chokhmah? Chokhmah is what the Torah tells you. Chokhmah is chokhmah for you is chokhmah fisha slave. You want is base in Mikdash. Maybe it's not economy. It's not practical etzah right now. But that was the dimyon. Not looking at Torah. Okay. Akopanim, the kasha which is bolate, the kasha which stands out here, is the Kesef Mishnah says that the source for the Rambam saying that the Lashon Hara Chayav Beis Hamikdash is from this pasuk, that women spun their own things, made their own things, and brought that to the Mishkan. So how do we see from that there's a chiyuv? You saw that they did it, but you don't see that there's a chiyuv. Okay, obvious question. How do you see from this pasuk that there's a chiyuv for Lashon to build a Beis Hamikdash? So there's a yishuv from the Achronim, Al Pi Rabbeinu Tam. Gemara in Gittin Daf Mem Hei Amudim says that for Ksiva Stam, the Torah Tzom Mezuzos, need somebody who is husky. Mem Hei Amudim and Gittin. You need somebody who is mechuyav in it. You can't write it if you're not mechuyav in it. So Rabbeinu Tam says this is a klal everywhere. He says, for example, lulav and tzitzis, an isha is psula to be tove tzitzis, to spin tzitzis, and to be oge lulav. She can't tie a lulav since she's not mitzuva in lulav and tzitzis. Okay, and Tosos is holy on it, but Rabbeinu Tam's kiddush is you're not mechuya b'davar. You can't do the asiyah. So Achronim want to say that shot over here, that if the Rambam holds, let's assume Rambam holds like Rabbeinu Tam, okay, that for every mitzvah that she's mitzvah in, she only can make it if she's mechuyav in it. So if the pasuk says that she had a chelek in building the Mishkan, it must mean why is she kasher l'davar? Must be that she is mechuyav in it. You can say that's what the Kesef Mishnah meant. The Kesef Mishnah said the Makor is from our pasuk of Kol Isha Chokhmah Levi Adeh Atavu. How do you know that she's mechuyav in it? How do you know she's mechuyav? It must be she. If you go like Rabbeinu Tam, if Rambam held like Rabbeinu Tam, she's not going to be kasher to even bring the things unless she is mechuyav in the binyan. So must be you see from this that the fact that she's kosher to be involved in the binyan must mean that she is mechuyav in the binyan.
So what's the lashon that in your philosophy is davar she in the hive?
You're looking closer inside it.
What the Rebbe said.
That's the idea. It's a little mitzvah or something.
You don't want to do something that you're not
sure. She can't make the thing. This is a little bit different. Those examples are things which the mitzvah is to shake the lulav and to wear the tzitzis. So in the process to get there, she can't be involved in the asiyah of her. Here, lechora, the binyan itself is the making is the mitzvah itself. So it's not exactly comparable, but lechora. What? Yeah, if you say the same thing by Sukkah, yeah. I mean, he didn't list. He gave these two examples, but look at Torah.
Someone tried to
to attach the Rambam to the Rambam. So
Who attached it?
So this is Shuvas Beis Yitzchak or Chaim Simon Gimel. A lot of what I'm going to be saying tonight is from the Beis Yitzchak Simon Gimel, and you also. Yeah, and you also find this in Klichenda.
Simon Gimel.
Yes, in Klichenda, Shmos, page 301 in the Klichenda, which is used. Klichenda also brings this answer, and the Klichenda has an interesting question on this shot. He says this can't possibly be true because by Bayis Shlishi, this machlokas about Bayis Shlishi, Rashi. In Sukkah Mem Aleph, also Shitas Tosfos, is that it's coming, Bayis Shlishi is Min HaShemayim. So for the Klichenda, if you
use Sukkah,
yeah, Mem
Aleph. It comes down Min HaShemayim?
Yes. We're not building it. From HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So for the Klichenda, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Bar Chiyuva, how could he make the mikdash? That's the Klichemda Ta'ara on the Pshat, and therefore he takes a different mahalik with it. It's a very, very interesting Klichemda. Shmos 301, Ayin Shom.
I feel like that's the same thing with like, the whole story with, that we had from Simcha.
No, because we could talk a whole different time about Kosh Baruch Hu's involvement in mitzvahs. Kiyum is a whole. There's plenty of chorus about that. And yes, yeah, so the Chachamim saying here that Kosh Baruch Hu is not Bar Chiyuva is. There are discussions about that. That's the way he's going. However, So if Rambam disagrees, Rambam holds that it's not Menashe Mayim, then it's not Ha'orah. I'm surprised if Klichemda is not Ma'orah that, the Rambam does disagree. Rambam in Hilchos Melachim, Perakid Aleph, Halacha Aleph, seems to say that the Perakid Aleph, Halacha Aleph, that the Binyan will be Ayde Mashiach. He also says it a second time in Perak Beis, Halacha Yudalin of Maitha Korbanos. Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Aleph Hilchos Melachim, Perek Beis Halacha Yud Aleph of Ma'aseh Korbanos. There is discussion if it means Mashiach himself for the whole thing, or if it means Ayyadei Mashiach Klal Yisrael will build it. The more mistaber pshat. So if he's there, there's no kasha from Bayish Lishi. Okay, going back to. Picking up him. Wait. Going back to the main topic,
even according to that shita, does that mean that during the Mishkan, even in that shita, you could still discuss
what's that shita
about the Beit Hamikdash coming in Hashemayim and the Moshe?
You
could still discuss in the Mishkan where the Nashim actually hide. Uh-huh.
Yes. Yes. We can talk about how that shita. How that works out. Meaning you have to come up with a chiluk. That's his question. You have to come up with a different explanation. I don't want to stay over the klichemda right now because it's not the focus, but he gets involved with it. There's a chiluk, a shvurkel, and noshim, and how to understand noshim, what the mitzvah of mikdash is. A lot of what we're going to discuss now also is there. It's an interesting back and forth. Let's not focus on that. One other side point before we really get started with the issue of noshim and binyan based on mikdash is just the Rambam, just so you don't ask that we're the pasuk is talking about Mishkan, and these are Hilchos Beis HaBechira about the Mikdash. Rambam holds a very strong connection between the two. Meaning, Mura has a clear shav of Mishkan to Mikdash. The Rambam in Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph of Beis HaBechira says the mitzvah asay of building a Mikdash comes from the Asuli Mikdash. And that pasuk is talking about the Mishkan. Asuli Mikdash Shachati is talking about the Mishkan. As the Mishnah points out, that, if I'm not mistaken, because the Mishnah points out, the Smog does not bring the Makor from Vasuli Mikdash, because he held that stop by the Mishkan, not by the Mikdash. Okay. Fine. Now, and also, like Rambam says in our Halacha, Noshim Bar Chayavos, and that everyone's chayav their mamon and everything is kimikdash hamidbar. The chiyuv of the mikdash is like the mishkan. Okay. Now, the big question here, which many Nefarshim ask, is this theory of Minei Bay. Rambam tells me in this halacha that ain bonin b'yomtos. Rambam says b'yom hikimis mishkan below b'layla. So it's misinterpretation of non-grammar. The next sentence, Rambam says, Noshim Bar Chayavos. Easy question. What's going on here in the Rambam? It's non-grammar. How can Noshim be Chayavos? If you're going to tell me, based on what we were just mocked in, you could just say, it's Pasha. It's Gzeir Sakosu. Mikdash is like Mishkan. We just finished saying that in the Mishkan, they gave, which means that they were Chayav. So we see from the Torah, we see there's a cost of kilu that they are chayav b'davar. So even if it's man grama, since they're chayav and mishkan, they're chayav and mikdash, and that's the Rambam, can mikdash be midbar. In Taka, there's a certain part of them that answered this. That echanami, it's a man grama. Atal pichin, they're chayavos. There's a cost of different makil. So the problem with this pshat, as he basically points out, is the Gemara in Kedushin, which by Zman Grama, that Lamed Aleph, gives a list of the mitzvahs which are Zman Grama and Af Al Picha Nashim Archayavos. The Rambam also gives this list in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Yud Beis. This is not on that list.
Why is the mitzvah this as my grandma?
B'yom v'lo b'layla.
That what we usually mean when you say mitzvah as my grandma?
Yes.
I thought Nashim aren't Nashim chayiv in davening shachris?
The Gemara, brachos. You know what? Write it down. We'll talk about it afterwards. Show the Gemara. Write down the Gemara. We'll talk about it afterwards. Okay. This is the shayla. I'll write it down. If you're not going to write it down. Shacharis. Okay. Gemara says Rachmei. We'll look up Gemara in Sinai. This is the question. How can Noshim be chayavos if it's my grandma? So let's be mocked in with what the mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaMikdash is first, and that will help us explain and understand the answers as we go along. The Achronim, Zaitz V'Nekli Chemda, there's Rogat Shavar, there's others, our Choker, what is the mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaMikdash? First of all, not every one of the Monei HaMitzvahs counts it as a mitzvah. The Rambam here in the Mitzvah Chof, the Mitzvah Tasei, Mitzvah Chof, has it as a mitzvah. Listen to the Rambam three times about what the mitzvah, about how he describes the mitzvah. First of all, in the Hilchos Beis Bechir, Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, Mitzvah Asei La'asos Bayis LaHashem, Muchan Liyos Makriven Bo HaKorbanos, Bechogigin Elov Shalosh Ramim Beshana. The mitzvah is to make a house which is available for Korbanos and Mitzvah Re'iyah. Ramam and Mitzvah Asei Chof, Tisha Tivonu Livnos Beis Avoda, Bo Yiyeh HaHakrova, Havoras HaEish Tomin, Ve'elov Yiyeh HaHalicha, Ve'aliyah L'Regel, Ve'akibus V'chol Shana. An emphasis on what you do in the Mikdash, but also to build it. And the strongest one is in Shoresh Yud Beis. Rambam has Shoreshim before Sefer Mitzvahs. In Shoresh Yud Beis, he describes the mitzvah as let's even say to build it, to make it. Just as Shiyiyeh Lanu Bayis Muchon. It's all there just to have it. To have it. He mentions building in two of the three. It's very not clear, and it's a discussion for another time. So, discussion for another time exactly how to understand the role of Re'iyah and Havas HaKorbanos, how that relates to the mitzvah of binyan. That's definitely a popular approach. The Rambam does count it as a mitzvah, so binyan itself, Gemara itself also, Gemara he brings a riot from, says binyan, it's a free, he brings a riot from.
The Rambam for sure holds binyan?
It's not clear. And let's leave it unclear, we could say different things. But the Achronim Marachoker, if the mitzvah is the binyan, or let's say Shiyahei Bonoi.
I remember welcome to that for Achronim.
Yeah, okay. Is the mitzvah to build it, or the mitzvah is that it should be built and available for all of these things? Okay, lemaisa, when you are makriv a korban, is that a kiyum in mitzvah binyan based on mikdash as well? For another time. But is the mitzvah the binyan or sheyehei banoi? Now. Okay. So one easy answer to explain why this is not Zman Grama, because we need it to be not Zman Grama, if it's not in the list of the Yosim and the Klaus of something which is Zman Grama, they're still Chayav, we need to explain why it's not Zman Grama. So one easy approach.
Is that anything to do with what we just said?
This is the Hakzama to understand what hopefully the answer is.
Sure, that's why we said it. Right?
Yes. So in Mitzvah Chof, the Rama says not just the Binyan is the Mitzvah, but also he says, "Shezeh haklal, who kol chalakim, b'shaham anor v'hashulchan v'zbeilach v'zulachim, kulam he mechelkei hamikdash. V'akol yikari mikdash. The kelim are also called the mikdash." So I don't understand that making the kelim is also part of the mitzvah of binyan beis hamikdash. I'm gonna pick up from here. And the question. Okay. So we don't know that Kalim had to be dafka biyom v'lo b'layla. The pasuk is biyom hakimes hamishkan. What is biyom v'lo b'layla? Hakimes hamishkan. The hakamas hamishkan. Doesn't say anything about the Kalim. It's meod yitachen that the Kalim could be made at night, in which case it would not be a zman grama.
We say that they brought up their sewing stuff, so that would be maybe to say the roof, the things, what's called anachronism.
That's not, they didn't do the binyan, they brought the thing.
They brought
sewing stuff. Yeah. We can't focus on that pasuk, because we don't know, it's not clear what they did after just... Right. Well, the Rambam, certainly that which Rambam says, everyone's chayav, but with their mamun as well, I guess this is that. What category does it fall into? It doesn't fall into Hakamas and Mishkan, doesn't fall into Asiyas HaKalim, falls into a different category, which we'll see in a second. But the point
that?
Is, if we say, if we say that, forget about the notion, building the Kalim could be done at Laila, that means that the Etta Mitzvah is not as Man Grama. Forget about the Nusha.
Why would we say it can be done at night?
I'm sorry?
Why would we say it can be done at night?
The Kalim?
Yeah.
Because the drasha that we know that's Biyom Vlo Belaila is from the Pasuk of Biyom Hekimes HaMishkan. Hakamas HaMishkan. Nothing about Kalim. Unless, it could mean also, Hekimes HaMishkan may also mean Kalim. Could be. This is a potential answer. The Stifler, in Simen Yud and Shavuos, says another answer. That Javka the Guf HaBinyan is Biyom HaKimis HaMishkan. However, what about the Hachanas of the Mishkan, the Mikdash? What about bringing things from going over there, or chiseling the stones, or things like that? The Hachanas, those, we again, that's not the club of Biyom HaKimis HaMishkan. Biyom HaKimis HaMishkan is Guf HaMishkan. Getting things ready, the support of it, Noshim could do, because... Forget about Nashim for a second. That could be done even Belaila Lechora. That's not the call Biyom Hekimis HaMishkan. So then it's not a Mitzvah Seishas, it's not Grama. But this answer only works if we assume that the preparation aspect, bringing things from place to place, is actually part of the Mitzvah. So in Sefer Chavatel Tasharon, he points out that this makes most sense to say that the Mitzvah is not the Binyan, but that it should be built. If the Mitzvah is the Binyan, maybe bringing things from place A to place B is not the Chal Mitzvah. And we can't say, since it's done at nighttime, therefore it's called Lozman Grama. Because maybe it's not part of the Mitzvah. But if we say that bringing things from place A to place B is part of the Mitzvah, then we say that's not Zman Grama. Because it's done even at nighttime to bring from place A to place B. So that makes sense. If the Mitzvah is, the Binyan should be built, then retroactively, what is included in the mitzvah? Anything which got it to be built. So it's just as important to actually put up the stones as to bring it from place A to place B, because both of those lead to the conclusion of the mikdash being built. In which case, once again, it would not be a zman grama. So now, let's say the mitzvah is that it should be built. We proved it's not zman grama because part of the mitzvah of it being built is the preparations of bringing it from place A to place B, and that's done even at nighttime, so it's not my grandma. And if the mitzvah is the binyan itself, then we also prove that that's not my grandma, because the kalim, building the kalim, making the kalim, may not be included in the pasuk of biyom hekimes hamishkan. Dafka hakamas hamishkan is biyom v'lo b'layla, but asiyas hakalim could be even b'layla. So whether the mitzvah is the binyan, whether the mitzvah is sheyehe banoi, Benkach, we have an answer to the question of why our Nashim Chayavos, L'chor it's Man Grama, which means not Man Grama. Either Mitzad, the Kalim is the Chelik of the Mitzvah, or the Hachamas are a Chelik of the Mitzvah, whether the Pshat is the Binyan or the Pshat is Banoi. We could wrap that up in a package and take that home. Now, there's another answer that why it's not Man Grama, which is the Yesod in Man Grama. So if you come for anything, take this. The Turi Evan in Rosh Hashanah says, so it's Zman Grama. That Zman Grama is only when the zman when you can't do the mitzvah, let's focus on Laila. The zman when you can't do the mitzvah is going to be mevatel that mitzvah. So let's take tefillin, tzitzis, lulav, shofar, the list of the on the brayos and kiddush. You're mechuyav by daytime. Nighttime comes. Nighttime says, I can no longer do this mitzvah anymore. What happens the next day? I'm doing a lulav again? That's a different mitzvah. That's tomorrow's lulav. That's tomorrow's mitzvah. I could have been mamshich my mitzvah of tefillin by nighttime? No. Laila came, that's mevatel the mitzvah. Today's mitzvah, Yom Shlishi's mitzvah, is batel when Laila comes. That is mangram. So what if there's a mitzvah where I can't do it at nighttime, but tomorrow it's the same mitzvah?
Like
what?
There's like Suda on Yom Kippur. Like Suda on Yom Kippur.
One second. What if the mitzvah is not, what if Laila is not a bitul mitzvah, but it's a hefik mitzvah? Time to go to sleep. I learn tomorrow. I learn today. I go to sleep. Tomorrow I'm learning Vaitra in the same mitzvah. What if Laila is there? He says that that's not Zman Rama. I don't recall the deeper Svarah Shabbat. That's the chiluk he makes. You look at the list of my grandmas, you see that it's only mitzvahs which Laila is mevatel today's mitzvah, not a hefsek in the mitzvah. So now, this he's saying this on a Tosfos and Kiddushin by Smicha. Tosfos asked by, the Mishnah says, Smicha sarkabanos, Roshan Gemara brings the puzzle of B'nai Yisrael below B'nos Yisrael. Tosfos asked, why do you need the puzzle to my Roshan from Smicha? Typically, Mishnah mitzvah says she has my grandma, that Smicha is not done B'Laila. So that's the piece that he's coming off of. And that's where he says this yisod, that anything where it's the same mitzvah tomorrow, that's not Zman Grama. So Zokta Beis Yitzchok, Lefidus Turi Evan, and the Marchesh is also in Simon Chav Beis, and Lefidus Turi Evan, Miyushov, Kusha Seinu, on the Rambam. Mikdash. I'm Chayav Yom. Laila comes. Tomorrow's a new mitzvah of Binyan Beis Mikdash? No. There's one mitzvah of Binyan Beis Mikdash. Tonight I can't do it because tonight has come. Time to go to sleep. Time to learn. Time to do something else. Tomorrow, it's the same mitzvah of Mikdash. That's not Zman Grama. He proves this from Nosar. You have Nosar. There's a chiyuv asay to be sorry of Nosar. We don't find a Nosham Marpturos. Nosham Mechor Achayev in the asay of... Brings Uriah. Nosham Archayev in the asay of Sreifas Nosar. The Gemara says, V'yom v'lo b'layla. The Gemara says, there's no Sreifas Nosar b'layla. Zman Grama, how could Isha do Sreifas Nosar? No, don't worry. Tomorrow's not a new mitzvah of Nosar. Tomorrow, if I didn't burn it yet, I'm still mechuyav tomorrow just like I was today. It's the same mitzvah. Yeah.
Oh, I thought the reason why that was
there's a cluster. Isn't nicer
only nicer if it's
until
midnight?
And you didn't do it. At night, I'm aware. I decided to do it at night. I can't do it. There's a cluster. Let's go on. Famous Tosfos and Kiddushin. Tosfos and Kiddushin Daf Chavtes. Milo. There's a cluster. The Noshim are not Mechuyav Amila. Oso below Oso. Back to Tosfos. Yeah, there's a Kosov. Zman Grama. Yom below Belila. You don't do Mila Belila. Look at Turi Evan. It's not Akasha. Mila. Today, I'm Mechuyav. What happens by night? Is night Mevatel the Mila and tomorrow is a new mitzvah of Mila? Of course not. There's one mitzvah of Mila. Lila is a hefstick. So it's not Zman Grama.
Can you do Mila at night?
No. Tosfos is going today in the Gemara. Can't do that night. I mean, Tosfos is going on Shalom Bismana. That's not. No, it's beyond the local island. No Mila Belila.
Isn't there a Kasha on Turi Evan?
Shalom Bismana, maybe. Bismana, you can't do Belila.
Is this a Kasha on Turi Evan?
Yeah. It's funny. Turi Evan often will say his own answer, Mega Tosfos. Well, the way we'll look at it is, it's clear Turi Evan is not working within Tosfos. A, because he's answering the Kasha of Tosfos. B, the other one by Smicha, Tosfos at the Kasha, gives different parrots, doesn't answer the Turi Evan's Yisod. Lechora Tosfos doesn't hold the Yisod. Okay?
So the huge shots are, you know what I mean. But,
and so you see that he sold by Mila, it was like answer up Mila, Smicha, Nosar, Binyan Beit HaMikdash. This is the Turiya. He doesn't apply it to Mikdash. Later after him do. Okay. So just to end off again. Depending, so we have the Rambam that Noshim Bar Chayav in Beit HaMikdash. We have the Ketzef Mishnah, which the Makor comes from Mishkan, which is okay. The Rambam understands the two are connected, and says, and L'chor the Pshat L'pir Beinu Tam, that since the Isha could do it, the Mela, she's Chayav in it, because otherwise she wouldn't be able to do it. And then the Shaila is, but if it's the Yom V'lo B'layla, how come it's not a Shaila of Zman Grama? So, again, first we have to understand, is the mitzvah the binyan or sheyehe banoi? And once we understand that, we could try to explain what takes place at night. So if building the kalim takes place at night, and the mitzvah is the building of the mikdash, then it's not as man grama. If we could say the preparations can take place at night, because that's not including the gzeiras hakosav of biyom ekim et hamishkan, biyom bo b'layla, then it's not as man grama. So that's only if hakhamim is part of the mitzvah. If building is a mitzvah, Chana is not part of the mitzvah. Must, if we say the Pshat is the Shiyehe Banoi, then the Hachanas is part of the mitzvah as well. And we have this other Mahalich with the Turi Eben, that when Lila is a Hefzik, not a Bitzel in the mitzvah, then there's no Shabbos Magrum. Now we focused on Lila this whole time. And we kept saying, you could do this at night, you could do that at night, preparations, Kalim. No one asked me from the Rambam in the end, Yom Tov and Shabbos, you don't build a mikdash on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Shouldn't be as my grandma because of that.
We mentioned that.
We didn't ask, yeah, I mentioned, but it's not going to be Meyushav, we'll see all of the Terusim. If you say, oh, I could do Kalim, I could do Achamas at night. Okay, so Achamas, or maybe it's just a Rabbin, maybe it's a problem of even the Achamas. Building Kalim is for sure going to be a problem. So the stifler in that piece there explains that it's also very important to show it first man grama. It's only if doing the mitzvah in the time where I can't do it makes it puzzle. When I do it on Shabbos, like the stifler, it's also for me to do it on Shabbos. Like the Mar Rambo says, "Ein binyan beis mikdash docha Shabbos v'yom tov." It's exeris akoso. It's usher because Shabbos is more important. But whatever the pshat is, Shabbos overrules it. But if I do it, it's not puzzle. The Gemara says by maket, putting up a fence around the roof. This lozman grama. Lozman grama? I can't build a maket on Shabbos? No, don't worry. You know why it's not an issue with man grama? Because it's called Arya Derevia Le, the Cyprus Lashon. Shabbos overrides. Shabbos says I can't build a maket on Shabbos. Shabbos says I can't build a mikdash on Shabbos. And it's also if I do it. But is it possible? It's not possible. Why the chitzor when they made the mikdash mitaratmo? So l'chora, that wasn't a kasha. That wasn't a star kasha. The real kasha was from Lila. And from that we gave our terusim. Now there's a bunch of other terusim out there for mikdash. Okay. You see the basic. You see another one. You see chamtzel sharon. You see other one. Hasharon. But there's one other answer I want to quote, which is nogeat leinanenu, is the minchas sinach of the chiddush. He explains the ritual by Mila. This is minchas sinach is found in Kuf Yud Beis, Bifkat and Gimel. Minchas sinach says that Zman Grama only is on mitzvahs which are akakasta de gabra. It's a chobas a gabra. Okay? Lulav, I have to shake. Since it's I have to wear, you see that there, tefillin, I have to put on me. But something which is a mitzvah on the chepta, there's no zman grama. The ritual, that's how he explains the ritual, that Mila is not a chiyuv on the av mal the ben, it's a chiyuv that the ben should be nima. Okay. So this teretz is very nogeya for Beis HaMikdash, depending on how we understand what the mitzvah is. If the mitzvah of mikdash is that we have to build a mikdash, l'chor et tefov eskavah, it's shayach to the parsha of zman grama, and we have to come on to one of our other terutzah. But if the mitzvah of mikdash is sheyehe banoi, that the place itself needs to be built. It's not a chiyuv on me. It's a chiyuv that this thing needs to be here. Then you could say it's not shayach to zman grama.
I can't look at every mitzvah that way. Mitzvah lulav. Lulav has to be shayach.
It has to be shayach. It's interesting. There is Rishon that talk about this. Every mitzvah is a mitzvah on the chesed or the gavra, but clearly Rishon there has to be a seluk. And whether the Torah tells you, the shayach lulav. So we're saying here, the Torah never told me to build a mikdash. Torah told me that there should be a mikdash here, especially if the Rambam says the focus is that there should be a mikdash here for korbanos and chagiga and things like that. The mitzvah, the focus is not on the action of doing it, or not just the action of doing it, is where's mitzvah lie. Yes, there's a mitzvah for me to mal my son, but the mitzvah lies in him being nimo. If the mitzvah is shake the lulav, it's not anything to do with this chesed shel mitzvah. It's just me shaking the chesed shel mitzvah is when the mitzvah is done. That's called the chovas gavra. Okay, that's the minchas chinuch. Reminds me, we gave different terutzim to the kasha of how Moshe Bar Chayavos l'chor is man grama. And he's a mishnah to the Rambam. Okay.
You didn't say, you could say that there are two chiyuvim in both of them. Why can you say that both of them are right?